What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Don Reeve, who's been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
If there's one thing that's true of the hotel, it's that no matter how much it changes, she's still the hotel. It is in that spirit that I must announce some big changes coming to the show this year. I don't know what they are, but I still thought you should all know anyway. If you've been here for a while, you know how transparent I try to be about production. We're not the biggest show on the block, but we have a very active and supportive community, and I try to honor that if I can with honesty. And honestly, our cup runneth over. We have this show, our bonus episodes, The New Crew, Hotel en Español, The Guest Book, and dozens of postcards. That Much Hotel was developed on a projected growth in the audience, at Bloody Disgusting, and the Patreon that we, quite frankly, just haven't achieved yet. With Mark finally being able to step away from his producing role to focus on his acting career and Pacific's attention needed running the entirety of BDFM and SCP and whatever else he's got on his plate, I'm the only one in the big chair now, and in conjunction with some very, very big changes in my personal life, our resources are at their lowest, while our show's artistic vision is at its peak. All that to say, this wobbly on-again, off-again hiatus we've been on this year is getting a little more hiatus-y, and I can't say for how long. When the show does come back, I can't say what it'll look like, what fingers we'll have to cut off to save the hand. But I do know that no matter how much it changes, she's still the hotel. I will continue to find a way to produce and provide treats and episodes for the Patreon, as our dear patrons are the main reason we've been able to stay afloat this year at all and pay for the hotel en Español and the bonus episodes. As a special treat this month and next month, I am posting an episode we recorded last year for After the New Year's Eve special. This is potentially the first two episodes of the new season, but with all the changes coming, it might not be. I might write something totally new, and these will just be fun what-if episodes. I'm also adding Hotel en Español to our hotel tier of patrons for a limited time. Those will be ad-free episodes as well as, and listen now, the digital copies of Parasitic Saint's stunning postcard art. For more information and to show my appreciation for all of you for listening and supporting our show, I will be in the Discord this Friday, August 18th at noon, West Coast time. I'll talk more about the behind-the-scenes stuff with the show and with myself that I am working on to get everything back on track and to introduce myself to everyone all over again. If you're not a Discord user, now is a good time to learn, as social media seems to be imploding in on itself. Click the Discord link in the show description and set it up for yourself, and please, Join us for what I hope to be the first of many conversations in there. And so all of you know, there's still a light on in the lobby. Jay and Ibis are already gearing up to make the second pinup calendar, and yes, 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 we need artists for it. Applications for the pinup calendar open on August 20th and close September 1st. We'll put out a Google form on our social, so keep an eye out for that. Artists must be at least 18 years old to apply. On September 3rd, we'll be reaching out to our chosen artists to join the project Discord, so keep an eye on your inboxes. You can still apply if you don't use Discord, we'll just keep in touch over email. You get to put down a first and second choice of character you want to draw. We'd like to see you draw a character you're really passionate about. Any character or I don't care who submissions won't be as highly considered. We would also really like to see some new crew and guest submissions as well as old staff. We're hoping for as little overlap as possible this year now that there's a bigger cast. We still have the list of applications from last year, so if you applied last year and didn't get in, we'll give you priority selection for this year's calendar. It is a pinup calendar, but we're going for a campy horror vibe more than a titillating vibe. We'd like to say we're softcore on sex, hardcore on horror. No showing nuts, but you can get out your guts. Check out last year's calendar if you want an idea of the kind of stuff we like. If you don't have the cash to pay for a copy, most of the artists have posted their submissions on their blogs, so you can see those for free. Okay, thank you for listening to all of these updates. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for being you. Even if you do not speak Spanish, I promise, as a hotel fan, I think you'll enjoy our first episode en español, so please stick around. I hope to chat with you on Friday in the Discord. If you want to hear more hotel stuff and you got a few extra bucks, join the Patreon. And until next time, remember, she's always been here.
Bienvenido. Soy el Botones. Antes de llevarle a su habitación, quisiera darle un mensaje de Travis McMaster, el creador de este hotel. Él y todos nosotros estamos felices de que nos visite y se hospede aquí. En cada episodio conocerá una a una las habitaciones de este misterioso lugar y sus visitantes. Esperemos que disfrute su estancia. No olvide suscribirse y seguirnos en Twitter e Instagram. Estamos como @hotelenespanol. Oiga, y recuerde que siempre puede ser parte de nuestros huéspedes exclusivos y ayudarnos a construir nuevas habitaciones a través de patreon.com/thehotel.
Ted Barrow apareció una noche en el hotel, registrándose tarde, como la mayoría de nuestros huéspedes, ocultándose de la lluvia con un paquete bajo el brazo, una maceta envuelta en una sábana. Estaba completamente empapado. Parecía un gato mojado escurriéndose sobre el suelo del hotel. La planta en la maceta era como un fantasma retorcido, asfixiándose lentamente bajo su brazo. No llevaba equipaje, solo una pequeña bolsa con lo necesario para pasar la noche.
Un viaje de negocios,
dijo.
Mi empresa llamó hace unos días y reservó mi habitación.
No se dio cuenta que no tenemos teléfono. Nunca se dan cuenta. No sé en qué hotel se suponía que el señor Barrow tendría que dormir esa noche, pero si encontró el camino al hotel, ahora nos pertenece. Lo registré e hice que el Botones lo llevara a la habitación 215. No dio propina. El señor Barrow puso su ropa mojada sobre la cama, dejando la huella húmeda de su silueta. Prueba de que estuvo ahí, hasta que ésta se secó y desapareció, dejando atrás solo un sutil aroma, como el que eventualmente todos dejan. Desenvolvió la planta y la colocó en el borde de la ventana, suponiendo que por la mañana el sol brillaría sobre ella, calentándola, alimentándola. Suponiendo que la noche se desvanecería con el sueño, y volvería a ver el sol al despertar, suponiendo que aún tendría ojos para hacerlo. Pero el señor Barrow estaba a pocas horas de cobrar una forma irreconocible. Estiró sus brazos y espalda hasta hacerles crujir. Había pasado un largo día en el tren camino a la ciudad. El señor Barrow abrió la ventana de la habitación para que la lluvia pudiera regar un poco su planta. Pero las gruesas gotas caían también sobre el piso, el buró y la alfombra. Poco después, pude oír también las tuberías gruñendo y gimiendo. El hotel es muy viejo. Muy, muy viejo. Si cierras una puerta, todo el piso te escuchará. Si te duchas, todo el piso lo sabrá. Mientras el señor Barrow tomaba un baño, envié al botones a cerrar su ventana. Cuando entró a la habitación, encontró la maceta con la retorcida planta rodeada de un sucio charco. Aquella maceta era ya una mezcla de barro y agua de lluvia. Si no hubiera enviado al botones, esa planta se habría ahogado. En cambio, mi fiel chico sabiamente paró su sufrimiento, empujando la planta al exterior hacia el callejón. Cerró la ventana, mas no limpió el charco. Ese no era su trabajo.
¿Hola?
Dijo el señor Barrow, torciendo el cuello desde la bañera, logrando ver, a través de la apenas abierta puerta del baño, al botones. Lo vio. Y creo que gritó. Algunas personas lo hacen cuando ven a mi chico. Pero justo entonces, cuando el señor Barrow vio lo último que jamás vería, escuchó a su planta estrellarse en el pavimento del callejón. O lo que quedaba de ella, porque para entonces seguramente estaría muerta. El señor Barrow intentó salir de la bañera. Trató de averiguar lo que estaba pasando en su habitación, pero de sus pies salían raíces que se aferraban a los mosaicos de porcelana. Cuando volteó para mirarlos, su cuello giró y giró varias veces. Vuelta tras vuelta se retorcía y endurecía. Sus brazos hicieron lo mismo. Si no gritó al botones, entonces lo hizo ahora, pero solo por un instante. Trabajamos muy rápido en el hotel. En apenas unos segundos, en la bañera de la habitación 215 había ahora un impresionante árbol. Las ramas parecían manos rotas, extendiéndose, como queriendo escapar de algo. En la corteza, si entrecerrabas los ojos, podrías observar una especie de rostro gritando. Era como si el árbol hubiera estado ahí hace 100 años. Pero en realidad, brotó en aproximadamente el tiempo que tarda una maceta en caer desde un tercer piso. Otra habitación ocupada. Otro huésped del que cuidamos. Pero aún tenemos un montón de habitaciones disponibles en el hotel.
Síguenos en Instagram y Twitter como @hotelenespanol. Creado por Travis McMaster y Mark Whitten. Producido por Guillermo Ruiz de Santiago. Adaptado y traducido por Alejandro Villalobos. Con las voces de Ginette Zavala como la gerente, Alejandro Villalobos como el botones, Edgar Cañas como el propietario. Música por Lauren Pokorny y West Rodri. Compositor invitado especial, Zach Chatham Drake.